You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have a local member, Yvette Morehouse, who is Sales and Leadership Coach and a sales trainer at Southwestern Consulting. She's a member and currently Vice President of the Business and Breakfast Chapter in Omaha. She's been there for about 3 years now. And we're not going to elaborate on this, but we do have one thing in common I noticed. Currently, we have no pets. And when we talked about it, I'm probably going to have a pet before she does at this point. And then something interesting about her, she's been to 31 different countries. You want to list them all?
Oh, that might take a while.
Of course, right. And I told her I've been out of the country once for like a week at a Hard Rock Hotel. So I'm sure you've experienced much better culture.
Interesting places for sure.
I bet.
Yes, yes.
So we're kind of at that mid-year point. Actually, we're a little beyond the mid-year. And with Yvette's experience, I just thought it would be a fantastic idea to have her come on and talk a little bit about goals. And ironically, I just finished the chapter in 10X by Grant Cardone that talks about the goals. So I'm super excited for this topic. And she came very, very well prepared, specifically with 3 points she wants to talk about today. But there's a lot more to it, right?
Yes. With our clients, we dig deep into this. But for time's sake,
exactly.
We're going to focus on 3 things that will help you to achieve success.
All right. So if you like what you hear, of course, you can find her on BNI Connect. You can hunt her down, no problem. But what we're going to provide today, I think, is going to get you pretty far ahead anyway. So Yvette, take it away.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me, Brandon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So today, I'm just going to share, like I was saying, 3 things that can really help us to achieve our goals. And as Brandon said, here we are. It's already past the halfway point of 2019.
Yep.
But the good news is whether or not you are, you know, in line with your goals, you know, you're ahead or behind, the good news is we still have plenty of time to make those goals a reality. So 3 steps here as we're thinking about goals that we have for this next week, this next month, this quarter, the rest of the year. So step one is to actually write out your goals.
On paper? Or can I type
on
them?
On paper.
Can't do digital here?
Well, you could do digital as well, but there is power in actually taking a pen and writing them out.
Mm-hmm.
That exercise makes the goal a little more real, right?
I agree.
Than just having the goal in your head. So actually taking the time to write out your goals, and we recommend having daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals. And actually, like every day, I write down 3 specific goals that I'm going to achieve.
Now, is 3 kind of the limit, or can you go well beyond that if needed?
Oh, of course, you can have as many as you want. Okay. I just like to keep it simple.
Right, right. Yes. And like I said, I'm going through the process of the 10X by Grant Cardone, and I just finished this chapter.
Right.
He writes his goals, well, he recommends too that you write them every morning and every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I write mine like once a year.
Okay,
so I have plenty of room for improvement,
right.
I know. But like you said, I think there's strong power to keeping that top of mind. Same reason BNI meets every week. We have all the businesses top of mind. We're more likely to find those referrals. I think treating goals the same way is fantastic, which I do have a goal to start doing that.
Awesome.
Well, I'll keep you posted.
Keep me posted, Brandon. Okay, so step 2 is we need to make our goals SMART. So SMART is an acronym. Some of you maybe have heard of SMART goals. So just as a reminder, what SMART stands for, the S is specific, M is measurable, A is attainable, R is relevant, and T is time frame.
So I'm going to focus on the A.
Okay.
Because for me, all of that makes sense, except for what's the limit of attainable? Because I think, in theory, you can write goals that are crazy, and there's nothing wrong with that. So what's the attainable part to that?
Right. Well, let me just give an example.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a lot of people out there that might say, oh, yeah, my goal is to lose weight.
Mm.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a nice goal.
We all have that
But
one,
it's
right?
not a SMART goal. Okay.
Right.
So if we're going to break that one down, you know, we need to make it specific, right? So we need to say something like, I will lose 10 pounds by October 1st, by going to the gym Monday through Friday mornings, focusing on my cardio plan.
Oh.
In addition, I will cut out soda and fast food from my diet. Okay, so that right there is a SMART goal. It's specific. We're going to lose 10 pounds. We have that plan that goes with it, the specific plan of going to the gym Monday through Friday mornings, cutting out soda and fast food.
Okay.
It's measurable, right? So by following this plan, it is a measurable goal.
Right.
As far as attainable goes, part of it goes into, do you believe that that's possible?
Okay.
So let's say you only weigh 100 pounds. Okay, well, first of all, that wouldn't be relevant to lose 10 pounds.
Right, you should actually try to gain 10 pounds, right. I think, at that point. But no judging.
And that might be a little hard, right, to lose 10 pounds, right? So attainable mainly means, okay, do you believe that that's possible, And sure, yeah, as far as if we're thinking about sales goals or whatever it is, yeah, the sky's the limit, right?
Right, but saying I'm going to close $2 million in business this month, if it's not relevant to your business, like if you're selling countertops, you know, I would love to sell, would have sold 2 million, but it's just not attainable. Okay, got it.
Right, exactly. So anyway, back to the weight loss goal. Yeah, relevant. Okay, maybe you need to lose 10 pounds. Okay, so that's relevant. Mm-hmm. And then we have the time frame. So in that goal, I said October 1st. Okay, I feel I could do that in a 3-month period.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Excellent. All right. So then, so we've got our SMART goal. Love the example. So what's the third part to it then?
The third part is my favorite part, where you need to share your goals with people that can help you achieve them. In other words, this is where accountability comes in.
Oh, there are so many B&I things popping in my head, but I'm not going to interrupt you yet.
So yeah, we want to figure out, okay, with the goals we have, and of course we have goals in all areas of our lives, mm-hmm. right? So we'll probably have different people that we're sharing our different goals with, right? Maybe a fitness goal you're going to share with somebody that would be different than a business goal.
Right.
So we, of course, want to share our goals with people that are going to help us, not hinder us. Mm-hmm. So as an example, back to the weight loss goal, mm-hmm. right? So you're wanting to cut out things that, you know, have a lot of calories, but let's say you have a friend that loves to go to happy hour mm-hmm. on Thursday and Fridays and loves to have margaritas with you. Okay, that would probably not be a good person to enlist as your accountability partner for losing weight.
So the whole, hey, after the gym, come meet me at margaritas, that's not a good accountability partner, right?
Probably not.
Okay,
right?
Fine. Can I tell my Jurassic Park example I gave you? So some of you may know, I love Jurassic Park, have since the first one came out. And in Jurassic World, there's a scene in there, and this woman goes, the male goes, well, what diet doesn't allow tequila? And the woman goes, well, all of them, right? And when she told me that example, I'm like, well, that makes me think of Jurassic Park, so I love it. Sorry.
You know, you're fine. So yes, yeah, so we need to think about, with our goals, who can best hold me accountable to achieving this goal, or specifically, who can help keep me accountable to the activity that I need to focus on to achieve that goal. So sometimes it is a good friend or a significant other.
Sure.
Sometimes it's not, because sometimes those people really close to us, they have a hard time being tough on us, giving us that tough love, right?
Yep.
So some other examples would be, let's say that you are in sales, right? So a good person might be your manager, right? Or a leader above you that you know does care about you and your success as far as your goals go. So that could be someone. Another good example would be just somebody you really respect. It could be somebody at your company or just somebody out there that you just really admire and respect, and you wouldn't want to let them down.
Oh, I like
by
that.
By sharing your goals with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good accountability partner. And then, of course, what a lot of people do is they'll hire a coach.
You don't know much about that, do you?
Not too much.
Oh, right. It's only what you're amazingly successful at. Right. Got it.
So anyway, so back to the weight loss goal. That's why people hire a personal trainer, right? Is to have that accountability of, okay, my personal trainer is expecting me at this day and this time at the gym, or, you know, I told them I would do this, so I'm going to do it. So same when it comes to business, right? So for us, you know, we specifically coach people that are in sales, that are in leadership. So that would be another option if you really know that you could use some added accountability is taking it to that next level of, I'm actually going to hire somebody to hold me accountable because I care so much about my goals and wanting to achieve them.
So I told you I was going to flip B&I into this. Yes. We were talking before and she's like, well, I didn't really plan anything B&I. I'm like, don't worry, I'll take care of that. So people that you don't want to let down, people that you trust and are good influences towards your goal, right? And then people that you see on a consistent basis. Would you say that that's a BNI chapter?
What do you know? It is.
Fellow members, right? Well, the reason I bring that up is I used to do an education piece, actually a member success program specifically, that if you have goals, share them with your chapter because everybody in that room wants to help you reach those goals. So as you were going through that list, I'm like, if you're in a chapter, which most listeners are here, you probably have these people that do see weekly, but are you incorporating this in your one-to-ones with them then? Or are you taking advantage to do more one-to-ones and maybe do a SMART goal exercise with each other?
Love it.
And then, of course, I mean, your chapter is very fortunate to have you in there, but I think that would even let them know or give you more credibility on how much you could help another business owner. And I'm not saying that you should be consulting all members for free, not at all. But it really builds your credibility on how great you are at what you do because you're showing them how to use the systems that they already have in place. It's just taking it one step further to be attaining those goals.
Yes, so, love it.
Awesome. All right, well, any final thoughts on this one?
Well, I think my final thought, Brandon, is reminds me of a quote. I'm sure all of you have heard the quote of, a goal without a plan is just a dream. So as we're looking at achieving our goals in the next 5.5 months for this year, really sitting down and kind of evaluating, you know, where am I at? Where do I want to be? And how can I put that plan together based on those three things that we talked about?
Excellent. And for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you'd like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com and we will do our best. Yvette, you did not disappoint. And this is probably not the last time you will hear her on this podcast. I think it's a great opportunity to bring her in every now and then to remind us of our goals, give us a couple of these more little hints and tricks. But like she said, if you want to go a step further on this, reach out to Yvette or a local business coach, possibly in your chapter. Use their services. It's a great service. And I think accountability is probably an area that we can always improve on.
Absolutely.
I know that personally, of course. So, all right, excellent. Well, thank you again for your time today. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.